And I have on the phone with me Susan Warwick, Master Gardener. Welcome, Susan. And today you're going to talk to us about veggies for salads can be grown in small places.
Yes, and thank you for having me, Krista. Yep, I'm going to talk about keeping it simple and being able to grow salad veggies in containers on maybe your balcony, your deck, or even your windowsill. Since not everybody has room for a garden, or they have mobility issues, or they simply hate weeding, container gardening is pretty low maintenance, and it's space-saving, and you can pretty much grow almost anything in containers these days. The very first thing you need to do is look at your space where you want to grow them and figure out how much sunlight you actually have, because some of the vegetables, particularly tomatoes and peppers, they require about 6 hours of sunlight a day. But other vegetables, like the leafy vegetables, you know, your lettuce and kale and spinach, they don't need as much sun, and they can grow with some shade. So the very first thing to do is to see how much sunlight you have and what type of vegetables you could grow based on that. Also, the sunlight could, you know, move from one part of your balcony to the other during the day, and you might think about, you know, the possibility of moving your containers from one side to the other. But, I mean, that does put in a whole other area of having mobility on your containers, like on wheels or something, but that's another thing that you could consider. Another thing to consider is wind. Wind can blow over your plants if it's very strong, so you're going to have to consider whether you need to stake your tomato plants or anything that could be damaged by wind. And also, wind can dry out your soil. So two things, wind and sunlight. And then from there, you're going to decide what you're going to put on your balcony. Next thing is, of course, what kind of soil. Never use garden soil. It's usually too compacted, and the drainage will make it very difficult. You need to make sure that your containers have proper drainage. The best thing to do is to use veggie mix soil from one of our local garden centers. There are some that are for specific vegetables. For example, tomatoes. You can buy a special soil just for tomatoes. And sometimes what I have done is I've mixed a bit of nicely composted garden soil in just one-third of the container and then mix the potting soil with it so that the potting soil will be lighter and not so compacted. It's sort of a bit of a cheating technique, but it will save a bit of money.
And what type of containers should we use?
Well, there's pretty much anything can be used as long as you have enough drainage. There's bushel baskets, wooden boxes, your regular plastic pots that you buy at garden centers, even a plastic tub. And I've even seen veggies growing in an old drawer. As long as you have proper drainage, that's the main thing that you have to consider. So basically, if there are no drainage holes, you're going to have to drill them in yourself. And I would recommend several holes in the bottom of the pot and also on the side of the pot, about 1 inch from the bottom. You can add additional holes there as well. It's very important to have good drainage, and that's one of the reasons why we avoid garden soil and use the soil that you buy from the garden center. It's lighter and it's going to drain better.
Okay. And so which veggies are best to grow in containers?
Tomatoes and peppers grow very well in pots, but because they have larger roots, you're going to need at least a 5-gallon container for those.
Okay.
And of course, the tomatoes come in the indeterminate and determinate varieties. So,
which means
indeterminate. Yeah, the indeterminate are the ones that grow endlessly through the summer. So they're going to be huge.
Okay.
And the determinate ones have a certain set size, which is maybe 3 feet in height, and they're usually bushier, and they're much better for a small space. And a little easier to prune and all that sort of thing. So it all depends on what you think you can grow on your balcony. And all of these things, that if you're going to be buying your seedlings, tomato seedlings from a garden center, they'll, on the label, you'll see whether it's determinate or indeterminate. You'll be able to pick the right one that best suits your needs that way.
Okay.
Or ask for help.
And when should you start planting the seedlings?
So if you're going to be planting lettuce, these are so easy to grow in containers. Lettuce, kale, spinach, all of the leafy vegetables, they can be planted now. You can take your pots, pop your seeds in now, and they will grow just fine right now in May with the cooler weather. Mm. But your tomatoes and peppers, they need to wait until, I would say, after the May long weekend. You want to make sure there's never going to be another frost. So we wait till after the last frost date before putting them out in the garden.
And how do I go about deciding what I'm going to grow? Weather dependent or?
Well, the best thing, what I would do is actually grow what you like to eat. Mm. For example, if you hate kale, don't grow it.
Right.
Grow what you actually like to eat in a salad. Like the very best things to start with are herbs, for example. They're easy to grow and you can start them from seed or you can buy the seedlings at your local garden center. There's quite a few of them available now if you want to head out to buy some of those. And tomatoes and peppers, of course, they're perfect as long as you have enough sunlight. And all your leafy vegetables, well, they are easily grown as well. So I would just start with something simple.
And when you say sunlight, is it better to have like the heat, like noontime sunlight, or if you get morning sun or afternoon sun, does that matter?
It doesn't really matter. It depends on the amount of sun that you get. So as I said before, your tomatoes and your peppers, they need about 6 hours at least of sun a day,
mm-hmm.
whereas your kale and your lettuce could get by with more shade and with maybe 4 hours of sun.
Okay. And what about watering and fertilizing?
Well, fun thing about vegetables in containers is they dry out very quickly, so they need regular watering. So you need to check them really every other day. And certainly if we're having a drought or we have extremely hot weather, you're going to have to water them and check them more often. Make sure they don't get dried out for very long. And you basically water them, and when you're watering, water them until you see the water actually coming out the drain hole at the bottom. Don't allow the water to sit on top or the soil to become really soggy. Another thing you can do, which helps retain the moisture, is to mulch your tomato and pepper plants. If you mulch them, of course, that's going to help keep the moisture in and prevent them from drying out as quickly as they would without the mulch. And you need to fertilize them. That's another thing that has to be done when they're growing in pots.
What type of fertilizer do you use?
Yeah, I usually use a liquid fertilizer that I mix with water. And I usually don't use the recommended strength. I usually make it about half. And maybe every third day when I'm watering, I'll add a bit of the fertilizer, because you don't want to have excess fertilizer building up in the pot, because it could burn your roots. So I keep it light and I keep it regular. And you can also use the dry fertilizers. They can be just sprinkled on top. They're also very easy to use, and, you know, maybe every 3 weeks, sprinkle a bit more on the top of your pot. And if you use the dry, of course, it's a little bit, you know, less time consuming. You can just sprinkle it every few weeks on top of the soil. But there's really no wrong way to fertilize. You can use compost or blood meal, whatever you feel comfortable using. You just don't want to over-fertilize. I think that's the main thing.
Okay, well, you've given us a lot to think about, and...
Well, I just want to say that, you know, it can be as simple as just growing one cherry tomato plant and a pot of lettuce and a few herbs, and you're basically good to go. It all depends, really, on how much light you have, how much time you have. You can have one pot, you can have dozens of pots. It's really a wonderful thing to be able to just pop out onto your balcony, pick some lettuce, pick a tomato, few herbs,
mm-hmm.
maybe a green pepper, and just make your own fresh salad right there.
Well, thank you so much, Susan, for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, Krista.
I have been speaking with Master Gardener Susan Warwick. If you have any questions, visit their website at pecmastergardeners.ca. This has been County Growers on 99.3 County FM.
Thanks for that, Susan and Krista. Stay tuned for what's happening right here on 99.3 County FM's Grapevine.
One thing about vegetables in containers is they dry out very quickly, so they need regular watering. So you need to check them really every other day. And certainly if we're having a drought or we have extremely hot weather, you're going to have to water them and check them more often. Make sure they don't get dried out for very long. And you basically water them, and when you're watering, water them until you see the water actually coming out the drain hole at the bottom. Don't allow the water to sit on top or the soil to become really soggy. Another thing you can do, which helps retain the moisture, is to mulch your tomato and pepper plants. If you mulch them, of course, that's going to help keep the moisture in and prevent them from drying out as quickly as they would without the mulch. So, and you need to fertilize them. That's another thing that has to be done when they're growing in pots.
What type of fertilizer do you use?
Yeah, I usually use a liquid fertilizer that I mix with water. And I usually don't use the recommended strength. I usually make it about half. And maybe every third day when I'm watering, I'll add a bit of the fertilizer, because you don't want to have excess fertilizer building up in the pot, because it could burn your roots. So keep it light and keep it regular. And you can also use the dry fertilizers. They can be just sprinkled on top. They're also very easy to use. And, you know, maybe every 3 weeks, sprinkle a bit more on the top of your pot. And if you use the dry, of course, it's a little bit, you know, less time consuming. You can just sprinkle it every few weeks on top of the soil. But I mean, there's really no wrong way to fertilize. You can use compost or blood meal, whatever you feel comfortable using. You just don't want to over-fertilize. I think that's the main thing.
Okay, well, you've given us a lot to think about.
Well, I just want to say that, you know, it can be as simple as just growing one cherry tomato plant and a pot of lettuce and a few herbs, and you're basically good to go. It all depends, really, on how much light you have, how much time you have. You can have one pot, you can have dozens of pots. It's really a wonderful thing to be able to just pop out onto your balcony, pick some lettuce, pick a tomato, a few herbs, maybe a green pepper, and just make your own fresh salad right there.
Well, thank you so much, Susan, for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, Krista.
I have been speaking with Master Gardener Susan Warwick. If you have any questions, visit their website at pecmastergardeners.ca. This has been County Grows on 99.3 County FM.
Thanks for that, Susan and Krista. Stay tuned for what's happening right here on 99.3 County FM's Grapevine.
Master Gardener Susan Warwick. If you have any questions, visit their website at pecmastergardeners.ca. This has been County Grows on 99.3 County FM.
Thanks for that, Susan and Krista. Stay tuned for what's happening right here on 99.3 County FM's Grapevine.